tourism sites in Arua City continue to lie in distorted states and undeveloped, despite recommendations made during the recently held World Tourism Day celebrations hosted by the city.
The tourism sector in Arua City is grappling with underdevelopment as tourism sites earmarked for development are still lagging behind with untapped potentials. The tourism office of Arua Central Division, Sandra Bako, says that about 20 tourism sites that were earmarked for development during the World Tourism Day celebrations in Arua City on 27th of September last year still remain untouched.
In Arua City, Central and I, we have like about 20. We can have natural attractions, religious, and then man-made and many others. We had plans to develop the museum and the theaters, the type of utility. And then there's one other site. We also talked about the Ombasi Masaka site, which also they are going to develop, which is also in Aizu. And then at the city center, they had over culture sites.
Under Mafirwa, the Minister of Culture and Tourism, Lubara Karitask, Ministry of Tourism, Wildlife and Antiquities, pushes for increase of funds for the development of local tourism sites.
Locally, we are trying to have meetings with the regional tourism officer so that, you know, some of these sites can actually be started. Whether it is small or not, we would want to start it. These are sites really that can be developed, but nobody is thinking about them as of now. But because of the constraints of resources, we have not been able to put in budgets so that we can implement them.
Silas Angzu, who represents the private sector on Arua City Tourism Committee, says there is need for systematic approach to unlock the tourism potential in the region.
You have noticed there are very many promises which are being made. We are going to do this, we are going to build a skyscraper here, we are going to build a bridge. They are not tied down to any specific document. Tourism starts with the ask the locals. The sites we have listed are close to 200. All these must be developed concurrently. But let's not do things haphazardly. Let's follow a process.
The Ministry of Tourism, Wildlife and Antiquities noted that West Nile region has about 41 natural, cultural and man-made sites that need to be developed. I am Anselm Ojaru, reporting for Radio Purchase.